You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Manapool, your Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I am... I'm CJ. joining me as always, and this is our first recording session. Joining me as always is Raul.
Hello.
Felix.
Hi.
Carrie.
I have a chocolate milkshake.
Rachel.
I has lots of caffeine because I'm playing not one but two of us.
And the GD GM, Josh.
I bought that chocolate milkshake.
He brings legitimately the boys
milkshakes to the yard.
Yes. All right. So a couple things before we get started. And one of these things will be spoiler alert of how we record our recording sessions. Dale is out this recording session. The part of Sylvia will be played by the lovely and talented Rachel.
Hello.
So she is playing both Baby Hugheses. And secondly, we got a mailbag!
Yay!
Beow, 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 beow.
And it's not from what's her name? Amy?
Ashley.
Ashley, I'm sorry. I am shit with her. I'm sorry.
Oh, CJ.
I just felt the knife go in.
Okay. I still stumble over Carrie's name, and I speak to her almost literally every day. So
we still love you, Ashley.
Yes, Ashley, you are still my favorite Ashley. You will never not be my favorite Ashley.
But who's this email from?
This email is from... I broke my watch. Rip. This email is from... we're just going to call him Marcus, because I don't like using last names. This email is from Marcus. Marcus writes, "Hi, guys. I have been listening since the OG Manapool." So, yeah, my
Thank
man.
Thank you for putting us that long.
Thank you for hanging around. I am surprised that you dealt with my revolving door flares. So thank you for sticking around. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're enjoying what we're telling. I wanted to first of all thank Josh for making an intense and amazing world.
You are incredibly welcome. This is a story I've been tooling with in the back of my head and in a couple other places for several years now. And it's nice to finally be able putting it out there in a way a lot of people can enjoy. So that means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Second off, the last week's episode, or mini half kinda episode.
The canonical name is now Minisode.
I like mini half kinda episode.
That also works.
Was some of my favorite things ever heard on podcasts.
Wow.
Did Josh give the history explosion, or was that Felix? I think that's who plays Cal. I'm shit with names. Hey, me too. So, did Josh give the history explosion, or was that all Felix?
I went with Josh with like an idea, and we kind of like hashed it out a little bit. But I think majority of it was me. I just kind of wanted to make like an old soldier like character, and I just kind of went with it.
Yeah, you did do some pretty awesome improv though when I started throwing Velfreya's questions at you, because all the Torun lore was me and Felix just like completely ad-libbed with it perfectly.
Because whoever did this, holy fucking shit, write books. I want more of this world. The moon people. Carrie's character people? ? Are there more sentient animals? I want a ninja sloth played character. Give me 5 episodes. I'll get there.
That was literally Josh's and my reaction as we were reading this email. Is like, fuck.
Don't give CJ ideas.
got a ninja wolf. That's close enough.
Now all NPCs would be human.
A ninja sloth would literally be Drax's joke about himself.
Yes. I'm not.
I am invisible.
He moves so slowly you can't perceive it.
I want like his entire thing to be based on movement, and like it's so like his attacks are done through movement. He just totally does the whole. If you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s yo-yo, where like she does the thing and she has like flash abilities, but only for the part of a for the duration of a heartbeat, and she goes back to where she originally started from. So I want that to be his movement score, and he just goes up, punches something really hard, and comes back.
Well, I mean, as long as he's within 15 feet of it. Or no, not 15. Like, 12.
In short, I just need more of this. I just need more. The story is amazing, and I hope you guys get more involved listeners and make all of the money I could live in a serial-like story in this world.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marcus. I really appreciate it. It is nice to get... more feedback, again, show at geek-io.net. Varied feedback, because we love Ashley, but hey, not everybody shippers. And it's nice to see just kind of a different perspective on things. And apparently the minisode is a real freaking big blast, because the voice of the audience, which is now two people, really
unanimous.
So, yeah, they unanimously like the minisodes. Don't worry, more to come.
Yeah, apparently more people want me to write books now. And I'm just like, ugh.
God, that's so much work.
I am working on some pretty massive backstory lore for Velfraya's people, the Torun. So hopefully that will come into play at some point.
It's pretty extensive. Carrie did show me some of it. It's like, damn.
I warned you that I am a world build-aholic.
It's pretty great.
All right. So, last time on the Mana Pool,
things happened.
Yeah.
Door got a magical door got blasted down.
Yeah, we went ham on a door.
Yeah.
And, that poor door. That was a priceless artifact.
And now it's several priceless artifacts.
Now you can piece them out. You make even more money.
It's like a tree. It's, you can tell how old it is by the rings inside of it, right?
Velfraya did legit pick up a piece of it, though.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we Akira showed off some of his abilities, which was fun for me to do. Felix gave me the side eye when I started summoning things, which was also fun.
Pokemon battle.
Not Calabras, Felix. Which is weird because I'm playing Skyrim lately, and like conjuration and summon and create companion are both the same school. So it's just pretty much the same thing. Like just one needs a body and one needs more. It needs to essentially just be there. But yeah, ham on door. We found out that this is the global headquarters for weird magical scientists are us. And there's a personnel department, which we couldn't get through the door. There was a maintenance department, which I didn't send anybody down to go check. And then the door was part of the entity formerly known as Door was leading the entrance to the maintenance department. So
materials.
Materials. Yes, that's right.
Personnel, service, and materials.
Yeah, there we go.
The biggest pathway, which was the most likely to hold a boat, and also the placard that Velfraya found, both indicated that materials was probably our best bet. So we went to materials.
Indeed. So, yeah. And anything else before?
I think that's just about everything.
All right. So, Josh, take it away!
So yeah, with no small amount of noise,
we were not subtle.
No, there was no tact and subtlety with this.
It's Fred Gould. He doesn't do silent.
Remy could have hacked it.
I asked him.
I think I asked him.
No, I did. I leaned up against him, and you said you like these are two options, and I was like, I leaned up against him, and I asked him.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you asked him if he could hack the door. I was like, no, I know that.
You asked him if he could hack him. I asked him which one he thought would be the quickest and most efficient way. He said brute force.
Yeah,
and I made that happen.
And Frank thought that you said hack, and he thought you meant hack with the sword.
Exactly.
Yeah, because hey, what a surprise. Bit of a kerfluffle with terminology there.
I didn't actually use the word hack, just saying.
Well, yeah, but...
All right.
But either way, the door is no longer an issue. For better or for worse.
No, the door was a door. It was never an issue.
Did you...
I'm glad I wasn't the only one who heard it as that.
That's so how he said that one was absolutely an Ohio way of saying that, by the way.
Spoiler, if you guys don't know where two of the people on this podcast are from.
Right.
You know what? We need an RP adventure on, like, get out of Ohio, the RP.
You should have seen what West Virginia did to us.
I am honestly surprised, Josh, on your post-apocalyptic monsters are real thing did not take place in Ohio.
I mean...
Coming up in October.
Ohio, the revengeance.
All right. You could tell it's our first recording.
Yeah,
everybody is awake, and the goof-off is on an all-time high.
Yeah.
Good boy. So yeah, you guys have successfully cracked your way into materials.
Yay.
Hello!
Why do you look so sad about Freya?
This door was a beyond priceless work by one of the enlightened. There is no replacing this. We could have learned a lot from it.
And now you could take that learning with you, though, instead of waiting here.
I made it portable.
There's not a whole lot that can be done with this until the pieces are put back together, if they can be.
Eh, there's always a reverse engineering and trying to take it apart and learning the magic that made it in the first place.
See, I did one part of it. I took it apart.
Just walk. Just walk.
He pats you on the shoulder. You'll get it.
She glares at you.
Smile.
Glares at Akio.
She brushes your hand off. No, at him. She kind of shrugs your hand off. Let's keep moving.
And I thought I was the only one that Akira could successfully piss off to that level.
Walks in. Hello!
Yeah, you're not really getting a whole lot of response there.
I was making sure that if there were any voice-activated traps. It's a thing! It's happened!
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's the lighting like in here?
Pretty dark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, as you might imagine, there haven't been a whole lot of people down here in a while.
Hold on! Grabs a staff, spins it around, tap, tap. And let there be some semblance of light.
Congratulations, there is light.
Oosh. 25 feet worth of light around me.
Yes, you have successfully lit up the warehouse.
What do we see?
What do our adventuring eyes...
What do our wondering eyes should appear?
But a lot of stuff.
I can imagine that there's probably a lot of weird movement when the light comes on.
Well, I mean, not a whole lot moving in this general vicinity, just, you know, spoiler alert.
Well, no, I mean, things, you know, creatures tend to get into anywhere. Oh, but
this is true.
Multiple times.
Though I suppose they would have scattered initially with the door, you know, exploding.
That's even if they could get in. That reeked of hermetically sealed.
Yeah, true. Yeah, kind of do the whole looking around thing. With the
Yeah, I mean, you guys are looking.
So I guess.
What's this place look like? Is it like a big old hangar, or is it like a warehouse, a cave?
It's a room.
A room.
Well, hello, Danny.
Ooh. All right, let me try.
Jokido is too preoccupied on making sure Ellie is okay.
Yeah, I got a 14 on perception.
I got a 20.
Okay, not too shabby. There is a pretty large room stretching out ahead of you. It looks pretty, well, utilitarian. It's not very elegantly made. It's just a big, large, huge room full of assorted things and stuff. There's large piles of materials, you know, pretty much covering the floor and the walls. But obviously, since you only have 25-foot radius light, you can't see everything right off the bat.
Remy, is there a way to get this room lit? I mean, they wouldn't have kept this in complete darkness when it was active, right?
That would be correct.
Sylvia's going to clap her hands together. I could get it lit up.
No,
not like that, dear.
Let's wait. Don't.
But it would work.
Dear, I know it will, but it'll go away quicker than this will, and I think Remy might actually have some plans.
Oh. Wait, we can try his route first. That's fine.
Feel against the wall for a light switch or something.
You wouldn't know what that is.
True.
Feel against Remy for a light switch or something.
That's one hell of a toggle, let me tell you.
Why is the wall moving back and forth? I don't understand. Oh, God, oil!
Moving on.
Moving swiftly on.
Yeah, Remy, can you expand the light, or...
He will step... Well, maneuver his way towards the front of the group, trying to avoid stepping on feet in the process.
I will nudge anybody within reach kind of out of the way.
Probably have to throw Sadie a little bit out of the way because I am obviously preoccupied with other things. My perception's really not there right now.
Sadie, dear, let's let Remy move forward a little bit.
Oh, okay.
I will follow him.
It's nice to know Sadie and Sylvia are both equally as spaced out right now.
Should be. And he kind of walks off to the right from the doorway.
I am following
the sound of hands scraping along the wall.
Akira, can we have a little help, please?
No, yeah, I'm up there with you guys.
Okay.
Chance for adventure of me not being up in the front? No way.
I'm going to be right next to Remy.
There is basically a disc on the wall. It's relatively small. It looks like it's meant more to be interacted with by human-sized things than something's Remy-sized. But it's a bit chipped up and scratched as he starts, you know, feeling around it. Everything appears to be intact. I would suggest standing back.
Oh, okay.
I will do so.
What's that?
He will cover the disc with his palm, and you notice the energy start moving along the conduits through his body.
Ooh.
That's so cool.
Shiny.
And you notice the energy start moving up hidden conduits that are now illuminated by it through the wall up into the ceiling, and crystals start lighting up above you. casting light throughout the room.
Okay.
I've seen light-powered lamps before, obviously, but this is still stunning.
Fregu's just there, like, ooh, pretty lights.
Man, this has nothing on Tolvera at all.
Except that it still functions after centuries with no maintenance. No,
I'm sorry, that was CJ screwing that up. And Tolvera has nothing on this.
Okay.
Sorry, that was CJ, not Akira.
That's okay. That makes more sense.
No, I could see Akira doing it the other way around. Sylvia is standing there awestruck, and Sadie is kind of dumbfounded by what she's seeing. Because Sylvia's like, I don't want to do this. Why can't I do this?
So can we roll perception again so we can...
Yeah, absolutely.
Do we find anything? Do we get any kind of advantage because there's light now?
Be lucky Josh didn't make us roll with disadvantage before.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, basically what's going on now is the difficulty is lower.
Yeah. Jesus. Thank you, Remy. I got a 21.
He is caught up. Akira is caught up on the light. And Jokiro
is blinded by the light. Ah,
bro, you're not as blinded as I am.
Yeah, I wanted
your helmet slid, and you know,
blinded by the light.
And Fraggle got a 9.
9.
Alrighty. Well, as you guys start looking around the area, you'll notice that, again, this is very obviously some sort of storehouse.
Okay.
Does it just smell like must?
It doesn't smell like much of anything, actually, at first, because the air here is very still.
Huh.
You notice draft coming in from the, you know, the door that you guys, you know, punched open.
Yeah.
But outside of that, you get the feeling that, you know, this place hasn't been disturbed in some time, obviously.
So was there any kind of, like, dust poof when we knocked open the door at all, or?
There's still a lot of motes of light floating in the air.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting.
I want to see if I recognize anything that's in the room. Wait, that's the wrong.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So, awestruck, done. Now to figure out what we see.
23.
20 for Sadie.
Ready. Not bad. Not bad at all.
And Sylvia is just kind of still awestruck by the lights. That's fine.
Akira, which would have an interesting in this. 21 for Akira.
Come on. Quit fighting me, computer. I should have started doing this shit earlier.
Rolling everybody stuff.
No. You'll see in just a second.
Okay.
That's not a good sign.
What are you talking about? Everyone's totally safe.
TPK, congratulations.
Okay, that's better. Hold on to your butts.
Oh,
we're in a void.
No.
Oh, I see something. Oh.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
That's a whole lot of barrels.
The bottom of the map.
Holy shit! This looks nice. We're so tiny. The barrels are bigger than us.
This place is fucking huge.
This thing is not to scale, and also.
I zoomed way out, so all I see is Calabrasas token, like, zoop, 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 zoop.
There. Now you guys are actually by the entryway. But yeah, as you guys, you know, actually have illumination and start studying the contents of the room, if you weren't here for something completely different, this would pretty much guarantee your comfort for the rest of your life. You are seeing stacks upon stacks upon stacks of true metal ingots.
Alfreya.
There are piles of Versilk cloth and rope.
Alfreya. Tap, 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 tap.
What you're seeing in this room would basically make a kingdom. There is enough money here.
He slightly slides his staff across the ground.
Ooh,
Ruby!
What's this? Is this metal? Fraggle goes up to the metal ingots. It's like, wow.
Yeah. Wait, Fraggle, wait.
What?
Don't let me do this. Ruby, knock over those ingots that he was about to touch.
Fraggle, stand back, dear.
Fraggle steps back.
And if they don't explode, bring me back too.
Okay, so you send your summon over to kick the pile?
Yep, Ruby goes and kind of tackles into the pile. Bring me back too!
I'm going to not touch yet, but I am going to go over and inspect the fabric.
You want me to send Ruby over there?
Yes, please.
Okay, I take... Josh, do I take the ingots?
I mean, as long as you want to carry around bars of heavy metal.
Hey, but, no, wait.
I like how CJ is using his summon as a bomb disposal robot.
What?
I was yelled at before not to touch anything.
He listened. He can learn.
Yeah, so I do. I picked them. Man, those are heavy. Anybody have anything that I... Hey, Remy, would you mind? Do you have anything that I can store these in on with old, please?
It would be no difficulty to carry them upon my person, but I do not have any sort of
any bag in there?
Or the like.
Sandy is going to walk over and smack Akira.
What the hell did I do?
Wait. Nope, I'm just going to smack you.
Well, that's rude.
Jesus fuck!
You don't need any ingots.
Well, that might actually take me down. Hold on.
Holy crap.
Were you actually intending to damage him, or was that subdue?
Damage.
I'm asking this like it matters, and like I'm actually the GM.
Between she and he, I might.
I am at 5 hit points.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
Bit out of tooth. He actually looks angry. What the actual hells?
Oops. Forgot that I could do that. Sorry. You don't need the ingot.
Fuck you. I'm taking them.
Ooh. Then carry it yourself.
That was certainly,
You don't know your own strength, Sadie.
Ruby, go help Valfreya. Do whatever she tells you to do.
Fraggle picks up one of the ignits. Wow, you could make a sword out of this.
You can make a lot of things out of them.
You can recover 3 hit points.
You can make swords. You can make armor.
Like Fraggle, like Calabrese's armor.
Yes,
is his armor actually metal, or is it just what it is before?
Yes. I believe Josh did say it was true.
No, this is Akira in.
Oh,
so your armor is actually God fuck. your armor is actually metal. That's impressive. The only thing that I've seen that was actually metal is my staff. And even that's used?
That heel.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but still.
It's a little funny, come on.
Well, we do have the time to actually get him, like, just keep spamming the heal boon, like, come on, come on, come on.
Yep.
Hold up, I can heal him a presence.
There we go, that's better.
Hey, 21!
Yeah, you can.
I got back to max with my second heal.
Damn it.
I appreciate it, Calibras.
You're making Calibras waste the good rolls.
Just being like, you're okay. You're all right. You're okay.
Walk it off. Walk it off.
Walk it off. You got this.
Yeah. Calibras is like, damn, I couldn't make a new minion.
So, yeah, I send Ruby to, while I'm dealing with that, send Ruby over and with the explicit instructions to follow Valfrey's instructions.
I'm just going to politely ask Ruby to poke the bolts of fabric. She doesn't have to knock them over, just touch them and make sure that nothing goes off.
It kind of squirrels into the fabric.
It shakes off a good bit of dust, but otherwise it doesn't seem to be, you know, heavily trapped.
Okay.
Piles of materials anyways.
I'm going to touch it myself then and see if I can ascertain its condition. Like, is this still usable? It is Versilk.
Go ahead and make a... what would probably be learning? Like an investigation. Okay. Akira's inventory items are taking their turns.
Would I be using normal knowledge, or would I be using my archaeology here?
It's regular knowledge because it's still it's a normal thing. Like it's been around for a while, but Versilk is still a thing that exists to this day. So
damn, that's 14.
Sorry, I was hitting the wrong button.
It's okay.
Hey, Joke Hero.
Jabrata.
Is there anyone in Tovera that can make a sword with this?
I am sure, especially with the Torun Quarter, I'm sure that we can find somebody. It may take some time, though. Yeah, it's not something that can be done quickly. That might be something that we take with us, and when we have time in another location to maybe see if there's a blacksmith in GM name of the other city that we plan on going to.
The Mazarin capital.
That one, Mazarin.
Medina is the city.
Medina.
Yeah, because we don't have time. I know we're short on time.
I doubt a normal blacksmith would know how to work true metal.
There are a few Torun scholars who have studied it. We don't have a lot of samples to work with, but we do get a little bit.
The fabric appears to be in decent quality. Make me a perception check.
Perception. 21.
Towards the backs of the stacks, you notice a few of the bolts are chewed on.
Oh.
That's not good.
Can I tell what might have chewed on them?
Something with sharp teeth.
Dire Zorbos! Sorry.
That's not good either.
My home game is leeching into this game.
Does it look recent?
It's not wet with saliva or anything like that, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, but it's not like, it doesn't look like, I can't tell if it's old damage or... Because when fabric's been recently cut, you can usually tell.
Yeah, it's difficult to ascertain because you don't really recall ever seeing Versilk looking chewed on.
Yeah, that's bad.
Not bad, he says in character.
Watch your ankles. This is Versilk, and it has bite holes.
So I'm saying, and again in character, I'm saying this partly for research and legitimate research, and also because we can make an insane amount of money off of this. Is there any way we can grab some of the Versilk and some of this ingots for all of us
much
to bring
better
with us? So I mean, I'm struggling to carry these two.
We will be getting a ship at some point, but I do not agree with the ethical part of getting this for profit. We bring what we can use, and we contribute the rest to the Tolvaren and Torun universities.
I can work with that.
Does that mean I'll actually be able to do stuff with it?
You are an associate professor there. You were the one who found it. Don't you get first rights to studying it?
Oh, that depends on if they let me. Remember, I'm not an official professor.
Part of me hopes they never let me see those things ever again.
So this is just the entrance.
Yeah, and actually,
you guys haven't really walked too very far at all.
With that statement,
the Versilk was right around here. The ingots were right over here.
Yeah, with that, I'm actually going to start walking forward. Like, I'm just going to, I say that with spite, spit out a little blood, and just start walking forward. Fraggle, you want to come with?
Sure, I'll come with you. See if there's any weapons or anything.
Exactly. So it might be something we can use around here. And Valfrey, the reason why I don't want to wait until we get the boat is in case for some reason we have to make a hot exit.
That's fair. Actually, I'm going to see if I can grab any of the fabric.
The fabric should be pretty easy to take a decent sampling of because it won its bolts of fabric. So at the very least, you can take some of the also Versilk rope, bind a bunch of the bolts together into a pack, and then give them to one of your phenomenally strong characters to carry.
Indeed. I also rolled a 22 to just whoop it into my pocket dimension.
That is also a thing you can do.
With Fraggle's
how much of it did I manage to get with a 22?
This one doesn't really give a good description of absorb object, unfortunately.
That's what's in the rules.
I'm gonna have Ruby. I can have Ruby look around for any of the things that might have bitten that.
That would be very helpful, and I'm gonna give Ruby a gentle pat on the head. Thank you for your help, dear.
He wags his two tails.
It looks like absorb object does not have any sort of size restriction.
I just like sweep my arm and pick up the entire shelf?
As with most things in this, I guess it's based on GM's rule. So like how much can she?
What I'm going to say is if you make like a tight bundle of several bolts, that would count as one object. But it also doesn't give any restrictions to how many things you can absorb.
Yeah, I think that coming now from another GM of this, a lot of it is based on GM discretion. That's what I'm looking for. So, like, if she's putting something into a handy haversack, for example, like something that would be able to fit into like a 20 by 20 or like a 20 foot by 20 foot thing is the only space that's in there. So I guess it's based on the pocket dimension in and of itself.
Yeah, it's one of those few situations where I wish Open Legend would be a little more specific, but given the situation, I'm not going to fuss over it too much. You'll have to basically make several rolls of absorb object, but we'll say that you can probably get about four bolts to a pack, essentially.
I think I have in my home game, did I assign a limit to the bag of holding that I gave you guys in there?
No, you did not.
Hold on.
Maximum
20 items inside bag, 5 of which can be heavy. So if that's just an option. That is what a bag of holding directly brought in from D&D is.
So how much can Fraggle carry without being encumbered at all, Josh?
That is entirely dependent on his might stat.
I've got a
might. The reason why I only have 2 ingots in me.
Bless you.
Sorry. I've got a might of 6.
Are these large bolts? Like, are these normal Joanne size or like industrial?
They're like Joanne size.
Okay.
They're not massive, but there's still several yards of fabric on them.
Calibrass inventory item.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Hit the eye. Hit the eye. That's what I was having an issue with. Hit the eye.
That's what I figured out after I already
Yeah, me hitting it four times. All right, I have to hit the fucking eye button next to it.
Does it ever give something like a carrying capacity?
No. That's another
thing. Ooh, that was a 30. 24, 30. I'm getting some stuff.
Make sure you grab some of that metal, too.
I will.
Thank you.
This can be used for all of us.
So would I just be rolling might, Josh, to see?
I know it mentions how many heavy items you can carry without being encumbered.
Yes, see?
Yeah, it's just a matter of just trying to decide how many ingots should be a heavy item, you know?
Yeah. I have two at heavy. I don't know if that is correct or not. I put the two ingots as heavy in my inventory.
That's fair. And you also have a lower might score, so that's understandable. You know, there would be a difference between what two people of different might scores would consider heavy. So, yeah.
Strictly speaking, as a researcher, can I pick up two and carry them with me? Just because?
You get two ingots, and you get two ingots, and you get two ingots.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just, like, picking them up to carry them with you, it's fair to, you know, just stuff them in a pocket or a pack, and they're still going to be...
I've got the side pack that I always carry.
They're going to be pretty heavy, but you can grab a couple.
Okay, I'm going to grab just, like, five of them.
That's fine.
Do you want us to do a might check or anything?
I'll grab another five.
That's a 16.
We're just going through this, like, just like...
Oh,
so you managed to get, like, three good bundles of bolts stashed up your sleeve before it starts to feel kind of like, you know, maybe don't try to cram any more in there right now.
Yeah. Did I manage to get a couple of ingots with the last one, at least? The ingots are smaller.
Well, the thing with Absorb Object is it's flat power level 4.
Okay. Oh, so I didn't get that one.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because it doesn't say success for some reason. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't look like you're... Are you making sure it's being rolled as a boon?
Maybe that's
because
what it
there is an option now on the character sheet.
I did it before. Oh, you know what it is? They changed it. So everything, like...
Defaulted, yeah.
That's annoying.
So. But yeah, you guys managed to load up on some supplies.
I am going to have Ruby, by the way, I'm going to say, Ruby, sweep the room. And it's going to tuck in beneath the side things and just kind of just literally run back and forth a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can go ahead and do that while you guys are loading your pockets.
Yeah, this is absolutely while we are being greedy sons of bitches. And
hey, this fabric is going to be armor for all of us.
It's still technically greed. It's useful greed, but it's still technically greed.
And the rest is going to a museum.
But yeah, he's going forward and like dusting dust off with his tail as he goes by and like running up and down at his movement speed.
So, Kira, let's continue walking down this aisle.
Shout if you see something interesting.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm going to go this way.
We are going to go down.
Wait, which way are you going?
You're going to go south.
Oh, wait, boop. South. I thought we were
going. Oh, we're going that way? Okay, we're going that way.
Well, yeah, because that's where the metal's at. So.
God damn it!
That's why I'm controlling it.
That sounds like a show title right there.
Okay, so now I'm going this way because I'm going different from them.
Akira?
I'm going to go with Wilfred.
Ruby hasn't come back.
Huh. Did I get any kind of sensation that she got poofed?
You were a little distracted by money.
Wait. Frego, wait. Valfreya!
Yeah?
I don't feel Ruby anymore!
Oh, good.
Everybody, on your toes!
Why can't anything ever be easy?
Because that's not fun!
Once we're out of earshot, like, be like, so, any of this stuff look familiar? Other than the stuff that we already know what it is.
No, this is new. I didn't even know this existed until now.
Huh, fair.
I am going to
learn something new every day, huh?
You do.
Tap the. All right. This time I'm going to summon one of my ladies.
Because, of course, there's plural.
Kimberly, dear.
She's the pink one.
Didn't know where Ruby went. This is why.
Well, you sent Ruby scuttling under a bunch of the crates and stacks of materials, and then they didn't come out of one.
Yeah, dude. All right. Where Fregul and I are at, we see crates and still stuff. Anything like?
I mean, you're seeing more kinds of materials. There's stacks of lumber. There are crates of assorted crystal materials.
Ooh, crystal materials. Now, Akira is struggling between his two sides of blow up the thing and see what happens and do things right. Kimberly, dear, go push over that crate for me, please.
Which one?
That one. The one with the crystals in it, because if something flashy is going to happen, it's going to happen with that.
Okay. I would do that.
All right, so I'm going to make a might roll with her.
Alrighty.
Are you with them to warn them about this, though?
There might be an explosion!
What the fuck are you doing?
Don't worry about it!
Akira, I'm right behind you.
We're safe-ish.
No explosions.
She tips over the crystal box.
Sounds like a lot of scattering across the ground of, you know, small crystalline objects.
Good.
Felfrey visibly winces.
Nothing's broken.
It wasn't Fregul's fault this time.
Felfrey is now rubbing her temples and just...
Kimberly, stay within eyesight, but... Ooh, that's an interesting noise. Kimberly, dear, shock that for me, please.
Why are you attacking first?
Because they're not attacking me. It's the hurts, not the meat.
Akira?
Oh, that was a two, too. I didn't even put that one in there, right?
What's that in front of us?
Something that's going to die. Can
we hear this?
How loudly are you guys talking?
There's something that's going to die over here. It's not us, but we might want to come over here and kill things. Rat things. Big rat things. Told you to stay on your toes.
I'm going to look at Calabras. You think we should,
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go.
Follow me!
Oh, hold on.
Oh, jeez.
I need to zoom in because I cannot fucking see
anything. I'm going to ready my weapon.
Yeah. Sleeve is going to come out.
Told you to stay on your toes.
I believed you.
Hey, guys, we've got three bug. Oh, no.
Yeah, they're here too.
No, we've got a few. They're coming out in front of us, behind us.
Hey, guys. This isn't a good idea.
Do I know what that is?
You have never seen anything like this before. What you guys are looking at after the clattering of the crystalline structures hits the ground, and you start hearing a very similar kind of from all around the room. You see these things start crawling around from pretty much everywhere, out from behind the pallets of materials, between cracks in the shelvings, down the walls.
Josh, did those three that first showed up, are those the ones that came out of the crate? So
they didn't come out of the crate. They basically crawled out from under the shelves near them and are currently trying to eat the crystals.
Okay, so would that be an appropriate place for her, or like there?
Yeah. Right about there is good.
Okay, cool. I just want, because now that we're about to do that thing that I'm not going to steal from you, I need to make sure she's on the field.
But yeah, these are very odd creatures that you're looking at. They look very insectoid in design, similar to some type of forest beetle, but they are about the size of a large dog.
I want to knock one out and keep it, he says to himself.
Not the time, Akira.
He says to himself.
Oh, this is unusual.
Remy, do you know what these are?
I believe so, but...
what are they, and do we need to be worried?
At this point, I would hazard on the side of yes.
Sweet.
Leaf comes down.
Fraggle, real quick. Remy, should we squash these bugs?
Let's kill them, Fraggle.
Anything we need to know about them, Remy?
That they need to die.
Well, he might know, like, hey, don't attack it with XYZ thing.
They spit acid or something like that, right?
If these are what I am assuming them to be, these were one of the creations of Delcanis.
I want one!
He says they were made for waste disposal. They can eat anything.
I need one!
And they are about 10 times larger than they should be.
Oh.
They've probably been eating everything in here for centuries. Oh, also, keep these things away from Remy at all costs.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time
to roll for initiative!
Yes! Boop, boop.
Because the thing about... because I can say this, right? Because this should be like common knowledge. Whoops.
Hey.
Sure, you have before your character selected.
Do you add it to
the initiative list?
Do you want me to re-roll that, Josh, or are you going to use the first one?
Actually, give me 1 second, because initiative still had stuff on it from the last time you guys did a fight.
Okay, so we can re-roll.
So, free redo on me.
Yay!
Delcanis was...
The Enlightened of Creation.
He was enemies with Remy's creators, basically.
Yes.
So if those things can A, eat anything, and B, were created by Delcanis, Velfreya is worried that they're going to gun straight for Remy and try to destroy him.
So what are the normal size of these things supposed to be, Remy?
You said about 10 times bigger, so they are supposed to be itty bitty.
They are supposed to be insect size.
Size of dogs.
I somehow rolled the same initiative for both Akira and my creation.
Hey, I mean, let's just make sure we
see my question.
Add to that.
Yeah, I say that didn't appear for some reason, even though I had her selected, which is weird.
CJ.
Yes.
Zoom chat.
Yeah. Let's get this initiative rolled first. So we have. Can I correct that? Hey, I can correct that. Cool.
I got it.
I got it. It let me correct it for some reason, even though I'm not as GM, which is weird.
But it's your thing, so probably
that makes sense.
Allowed it to
make sure you roll for Sylvia too, Rich. Just make sure you have click Sadie and roll her initiative. Click Sylvia, roll her initiative. And Jokido is going to abstain from combat unless they get too close to him. And then I guess Ellie would also get into combat. As long as Ellie is not in combat, he is not in combat.
Well, technically I did because it took the 10 and you made me do it again. So the 10 is what it should be because that's the one that I did first.
Okay, so where is
Yay, roll 20 initiative.
There's a city. You said the first one was a 10?
No, for Sadie it's 18.
18.
Sylvia is 10.
Sylvia 10. Okay. This is the problem with having a massive party, is there's a lot of people to roll initiative for.
All right. Well, while Josh is rolling that initiative, we will go ahead and take a break. We will see you guys next week right here on the Mana Pool, where we're going to go fight some bug rodent things. And I'm going to take one. you can email the show like our friend Marcus did at geek.io. Nope, wrong email. Show at geek-io.net. Make sure you put Mana Pool in the subject line, both like both of them have done in the past, or else I will just read it on another show, whichever one I feel like reading it on.
Also, thank you again, Marcus.
Thank you again, Marcus.
And please email us again anytime.
Yes, absolutely. And remember that you can chat with us live at geek-io.net/discord. You can support this show and everything that we do and get exclusive content over at patreon.com/geek.io. So for all of us here, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I like how I'm waving at the camera.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?